Challenges to Wisconsin's corn crop. We're visiting today with Damon Smith, Extension Field Crops Plant Pathologist, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm Lori Kolb. Damon, what are you seeing in Wisconsin's corn crops?
Yeah, it's been a challenging year. First, early in the season, we had gray leaf spot come in. That started in June. We typically don't see that particular disease, at least that early in the season, but it got an early foothold here and sort of set us up for maybe some more disease issues just because it stressed the plant a bit. We then saw a newer disease, tar spot, move in, and that really had a substantial impact, especially in the southern and southwestern part of the state here. However, we are seeing tar spot moving up into the central part of the state, but I think it's late enough in that central area that it will have minimal yield impacts. On the southwest side, the tar spot epidemic combined with the gray leaf spot epidemic have taken yields. We're seeing yields off by 50% or more in some fields. And then we had a northern corn leaf blight epidemic move in late in the season here. So this trifecta of diseases is just really, really impacting the corn crop, causing standability issues and secondary issues with ear rots and probably some mycotoxin accumulations.
So what should farmers do if they suspect any of these diseases?
You could send samples into the clinic, although the season's getting pretty late now to find good samples. But if you're curious and just want to confirm which diseases you have to make some decisions on your hybrid choice for 2019, I think that's a good thing to do. The other thing is if you can get out to a hybrid trial where there's multiple hybrids just being tested side by side, it'll be readily apparent which hybrids have performed well. And choosing a hybrid that's still green this time of year, I think, is a really important thing to do. And then testing the crop as it's coming out of the field, especially for mycotoxin issues. We have chopped some silage corn trials and we found quite a bit of natural gibberella ear rot. That amount of gibberella could cause vomitoxin issues in finished grain and also in silage. And so it's really important that farmers test both grain and silage to see what toxin levels are there.
And how do they do those tests?
In our pest management in Wisconsin field crops book, A3646, there's a table which has a list of mycotoxin testing labs.
Advice for farmers as the season is ending and going into next year?
Be diligent on which hybrid seed you're going to buy for the 2019 season. Also, get to your fall and winter meetings this year. We're going to have a lot of good information. We're in the process right now of pulling in some hybrid ratings. We are also pulling in fungicide efficacy data. We'll have that all available at fall and winter meetings. And so we should have some good research-based updates this winter. And having that information in hand moving into 2019 is going to be important because these diseases are able to overwinter here. And so I think we're going to maybe see some of this again next year in 2019.
We've been visiting with Damon Smith, Extension Field Crops Plant Pathologist, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.